Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the Endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the Endowment and its programs by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation today is with John Helgerson, Deputy Director, National Imagery and Mapping Agency. Welcome, John.
Good afternoon, Paul. Happy to be here.
And joining us on our conversation is another PwC partner, Bill Phillips. Welcome, Bill.
Paul, thank you.
Well, John, let's start by finding out more about the National Imagery and Mapping Agency, or NIMA. I understand it's a relatively young organization. Could you tell us about it and its mission?
You're absolutely right. NIMA, this fall, will be celebrating its fifth birthday. When we were created in October of 1996, and to this day, we're the newest, youngest, therefore, member of the intelligence community, and also the newest combat support agency within the Department of Defense. We have a kind of an unusual situation in that we have two masters. We're an agency who is, as I say, in the intelligence community and in DOD. And interestingly, our budget comes in about equal parts from those two sources. NIMA has, at the moment, something on the order of 7,000 employees, almost all of whom are civilians, but we have a critical minority of military employees as well, and probably 4,000 or 5,000 contractors who work with NIMA full-time. So it's a substantial operation. Our headquarters, Paul, are in Bethesda, Maryland, but we have a big population of the workforce in Northern Virginia, in the District of Columbia, in the Navy Yard, and also about 2,500 employees out in St. Louis. So it gives me an opportunity to get around the metropolitan area here and also out to St. Louis regularly. You asked about our history. In fact, the two largest components that came together to make up NIMA were the former Defense Mapping Agency, which was headquartered in Bethesda, and substantially smaller but still a big operation, CIA's National Photographic Interpretation Center, a lot of people know as NPIC. But in fact, and I won't give you much of our earliest history, we like to say that our heritage goes all the way back to the founding of our republic. There was a fellow named Colonel Erskine who was George Washington's mapmaker, and our headquarters building is named Erskine Hall. So we've a rich heritage, and now NIMA tries to capture it all.
What type of skills do these 7,000 people have?
Well, the workforce, the largest single group, are cartographers and what we now call geospatial analysts, and probably the next largest group would be the imagery analysts. They make up the bulk of the workforce, but in fact they are complemented with a whole lot of experts in acquisition and computer science and attorneys and finance officers and everything it takes to keep a modern government agency going.
John, you've used a couple of words here. You've mentioned imagery, geospatial information, imagery intelligence. What exactly are those things?
Bill, there is a little bit of jargon that goes with our business, but those words are not as complicated as they might seem. Imagery is our catch-all phrase of saying, really, photography. The imagery that NIMA acquires and exploits is mostly acquired with the satellites that are built and launched by the National Reconnaissance Office, our critical mission partner. But we also use imagery that comes from aircraft that the military collects, in some cases civilian firms collect. We also get imagery from aerial vehicles or drones. So whatever may be the source, NIMA collects it all, tries to archive and exploit it and get the fruits of that to people who need it. Which brings me to the second category related to imagery, and that is imagery intelligence or imagery analysis. I guess the simplest way to put this, Bill, is that while we provide raw imagery to ourselves in NIMA and particularly to military forces, usually deployed, but also the services in the Washington area and elsewhere, the real payoff from our enterprise is the imagery intelligence. That comes from the work of our experienced analysts who look at this raw material and make something of it. So if you or I were to look at an image, we might be at a loss about what good it might be. But a highly trained imagery analyst would say, hey, you know, what really is here is a newly constructed nuclear plant in country X, or a missile facility in North Korea, or even a terrorist training camp elsewhere. So the imagery itself is of use for certain purposes. The imagery intelligence or analysis is infinitely more valuable, and that's where the skilled personnel come in. The third general category that you mentioned and that I had mentioned is what we call geospatial information, which really is the modern term for what used to be mapping and cartography. Basically, geospatial information is about any feature on the Earth, natural or man-made, and its location and significance. So together, these really are the heart of our business, imagery intelligence, and geospatial information.
Well, John, tell us about your career. I understand that you've come to NEMA fairly recently, so I'd be interested in knowing, how does one get there?
You're right. I have not been at NEMA all that long. I'm delighted to say now that I've been there 15 months as the agency's deputy director, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. The how I got there was probably not typical of NEMA employees. My professional career. I've been a political science graduate from Duke University, and my advanced degrees there, and then had gone off to be on the faculty at the University of Cincinnati, professor of international relations. But one thing led to another, and I've spent most of my career as a CIA officer, primarily, but not exclusively, in the analytic ranks. And I spent also one assignment in a State Department job in London. And in all of these capacities, but particularly as a CIA analyst, and later as a mid-level manager, and later still as one of CIA's deputy directors, I was also always a user of the imagery and the geospatial product that came from these legacy organizations that now make up NEMA. So I was a great fan of imagery and geospatial work and a promoter of it. And so when the job of deputy director of NEMA came open, the director of Central Intelligence and the deputy secretary of defense wanted a civilian deputy to complement the military director. Our director is a distinguished Army officer, Lieutenant General Jim King. And the thought is that given our complicated relationships and situation within the Washington Department of Defense and intelligence community, as I say, the thought was to have a director who is military and a deputy who is civilian, or in principle perhaps vice versa. But this led to my going to NEMA, and as I say, I have enjoyed every minute of it.
John, you mentioned a number of different jobs in the course of your career. Which had the biggest challenges and offered the best preparation?
Well, Bill, that's a tough question. I've had a great variety of jobs over the years in government and academic world before that, as I mentioned, and each has been challenging in its own way. But I think if one applies the test of what was most relevant to the job I now hold at NEMA, I would refer to the one I mentioned briefly earlier, and that is when I was Deputy Director for Intelligence at CIA, I headed an organization of fairly substantial size and with a fairly substantial budget. But more important, I had that job during the earlier George Bush administration at a time when we were going through great organizational change. I had a fundamental role in standing up the unit that is the CIA's counter-narcotics outfit, and I had a role in much of the downsizing of the people and resources that had been devoted to analyzing the former Soviet Union. So it was a period of very profound change, and I think that job, probably more than any other, gave me a real advantage as I came to be Deputy Director of NEMA.
We're talking with John Helgerson, Deputy Director of NEMA. This is the Business of Government Hour. We'll rejoin our conversation in just a few minutes.